It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi, this is Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today is Monday. It's Labor Day, and it's a day that we have off work in the federal government. We're celebrating Labor Day with a day off. But here we are on Border Crossings. No one is resting. No one gets the day off. We're making sure that you hear the music that you've come to know and love. Today on Border Crossings, we have not one, not two, but three special guests. Today is a very special Labor Day holiday, and we're going to celebrate with three superstars. Darius Rucker, who has had number one hits on the country music charts seven different times. Of course, he's no stranger to being number one as the former lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish. We welcome Darius Rucker to our show today. Also joining us on Border Crossings, five lovely ladies who met in 2012 on the popular TV show X Factor, and they have now formed the band Fifth Harmony. They're out on tour right now for their debut album, Reflection, which has already produced several big hits, not to mention Worth It, which is a song that was recently nominated for the MTV Song of Summer. Fifth Harmony will be joining us as well, along with Natalie LaRose, who's been on a tear ever since she released her debut hit featuring Jeremiah. And now she's got a new song with the hottest guy in rap music, Fetty Wap. And so stick around. We will hear from three superstars right here this hour. Coming up, Darius Rucker, Fifth Harmony, and Natalie LaRose, all on our Labor Day special. This is Border Crossings.
Kind of girl that's got that something, dancing to the groove like it just ain't nothing. They ain't never seen nothing quite like you. Long stem legs and your cowboy boots, throwing back whiskey straight and no water. Girl, there ain't nothing hotter. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. How did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do? Yeah, nothing sweeter. Take a simple ass smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 you're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. Saying, son, it's on. And we were dancing all night long to a sweet old Alabama song. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a simple last smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little. I'm a long way away from where I'm from, but baby, you feel like home. Ooh, I dig the way that you move. You shake it down to your roots. I did your mama teach you how to do that thing you do. Yeah, nothing sweeter than wild. I'll take a sip for that smile. I bet the boys at home can't leave you alone, you little homegrown. Honey, 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 so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so homegrown. You're so money, money, money. You got a country road, Carolina soul. Baby, you're just so
Hi, this is Larry London for the Voice of America. It's Border Crossings. We're on the road today. We're backstage at Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, Maryland. Sitting across from me is a guy that's no stranger to people who love country music, love all kinds of music. Darius Rucker is our guest today on Border Crossings. Welcome, Darius.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on Southern Style. That's fantastic. Four albums, four country albums?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
I wouldn't have. You know, it's been a crazy, fun run. It's just having put out my fourth record, and it's just, I look at it and I laugh, you know, I'm playing these places, all these places that I've played before with Hootie, and now we're out here playing them, so this has been a crazy run.
Has it always been a love of yours, the country music scene? I mean,
yeah.
Because you've taken different approaches over the years.
Yeah, I've always been a fan, and ever since I was a kid, and I was always a music guy. It didn't matter really what genre it was. It was just either I liked the song or I didn't like the song, and so, I love country music, and then when I got older and discovered Radney Foster and, you know, Nancy Griffith and bands like that, that made me love it even more, and, you know, finally got a chance to make a record, and I'm real proud of it.
And 3 Grammys, 6 number one hits. It's not bad. Not bad for a day's work.
No, you know, it's been a nice run.
Nice run. Wow. Are you a Southern guy? Is that, I mean, you're from South Carolina, so that makes you a Southern guy, I guess.
I think I'm a Southern guy. I mean, I'm pretty laid back. You know, I love living in South Carolina. So I'm a Southern guy.
And you've got your own street, Darius Rucker Boulevard.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to believe. You know, I love my town, and I try to do as much as I can around the community to do good things. And it was really cool to be recognized that way. You know, I'm not even 50 yet, and I already have a street named after me in my hometown. that was pretty cool.
The kids must love that.
They love to give me junk about it, yeah. My kids are funny. They got jokes, so yeah, they give me a hard time about that.
And I read where you said you're never going to leave. That's where you live, and you're never going to leave.
Yeah, I really don't see a reason to live anywhere else. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I love Charleston. It's home. It's where I want to be. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite place in the world.
Mm-hmm. The new album has a lot of different songs. You said you were getting more experimental as a writer, this particular album. And some of the songs, very personal. In fact, I was reading where one of them was kind of, it touched on a very sensitive subject. Your mom had passed away in 92, mm-hmm. and there was a song on the album that kind of addresses that,
yeah,
the emotions.
Yeah, the song, there's a couple songs, you know, but just, this record was about having fun, but just trying to be, just staying true to who I am and writing songs that I want out there, mm-hmm. and songs that I want people to hear. And we, you went round and round with a lot of songs. The Southern Style we went round and round with. And, you know, it's really cool to be in a place where I have my label letting me do what I want to do. And I got guys that they get my vision and want to help. And so, you know, it was so much fun doing this record.
It's a great place to be.
Yeah.
It's your career.
Absolutely.
Makeup, high heel boots that lace up, 2 first names that came from her grandma's on both sides. She ain't never read much Faulkner, but she cut up Aunt Ann's daughter. She grew up on muddy water, Southern Style. Southern Style, free and easy. Southern Style, warm. If you met her, man, believe me, you want her to stay a while. She says she don't believe in strangers, only sinners with a savior. 'Cause her mom and daddy raised her Southern Style. She's a Friday night light lover, a Billy Graham fan like her mother. She wants her daddy and both brothers to walk her down the aisle. She loves oysters raw for dinner, a little Wayne and Leonard Skinner. She keeps her tan lines in the winter, Southern Style. Southern Style.
saving strangers, all their sinners with a savior, 'cause her mom and daddy raised her. Southern style, warm and breezy. If you met her, meant believe me, you'd want her to stay a while. She said she don't believe in strangers, only sinners with a savior, 'cause her mom and daddy raised her Southern style. You can love her, you can hate her, but you ain't ever gonna change her. If you want her, then you'll take her Southern style. Southern style, yeah. Southern style. Southern style.
To have total control over an album is very rare in the business, but you've earned that right, and obviously you're doing some great things, making great decisions. Now, Southern Style is the title track from the album. How many country songs mention Lil Wayne in them?
I agree. I thought that was cool, though. I thought
you'd sneak that one in.
I thought the contrast of that whole song and you know, Lil Wayne and Lynyrd Skynyrd, I thought that was very visual. I love that.
So the tour you're on right now, Southern Style Tour, is this a worldwide tour, or are you going to take it out of the U.S.?
We've been into Canada. We'll go to Europe in March, but I don't know if it'll still be the Southern Style Tour. But we'll go to Europe in March. But it's been pretty much the States.
Mm-hmm. And so this particular album, as I mentioned, addresses a lot of different parts of your life growing up. One of the things, you've written songs about your wife, you've written songs about the fact you have a distant relationship with your dad, or you had a distant relationship mm-hmm. with your dad. A lot of different things that, you know, a lot of people go through these pains throughout their lives, and you've addressed them in music.
Yeah, you know, because I seem to write about things I know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and those are the things that I've gone through and go through and live through. And so, you know, it's just easier to write songs about stuff that you know about. And those are definitely the things I know.
Did you find that it was a big challenge, or a bold move to go to country music? Because you were very established in the pop and R&B world with Hootie and the Blowfish. Then you put out a solo R&B album, but then you started with the country music. I mean, was that a difficult decision to make?
It wasn't a hard decision because I wanted to do it.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't think it was going to turn into what it is, to be honest with you. You know, 7 number one hits and all these records. I really thought I was going to do it with my buddies at home by myself because I didn't think I could get a record deal. You know, and then I got a record deal with... I have a great manager, Doc McGee, who got me a record deal with Capitol, and it was crazy mm-hmm. to watch. It was hard work, especially at first. You know, it was a lot of going to radio stations, and I think we went to 100 and something radio stations, and just going out and trying to get out there and let people know that, you know, I wasn't a carpetbagger. I was actually, you know, trying to do this. I love country music, and it worked in the end. Mm-hmm. You know, but it was a lot of hard work, and it's been a crazy, like I said earlier, but it's been a crazy run. I never expected mm-hmm. this. I was hoping that they let me make another record, you know, let alone let my first song go to number one. I just never expected that.
That was amazing.
It was.
I mean, all the number ones.
It was amazing.
Must have blown you away.
Yeah.
Like, wow, you're number one on the country charts, and now you've done it a number of times.
Oh, absolutely. The first song, it was that was, don't think I don't think about it, that was amazing to me to watch that song go up the charts, and you know, when it finally hit, you know, that's something you think about, and sometimes as a musician and as an artist, when you have success, you start taking things for granted and you don't think about it, you know. But that was, I remember when that happened, I sat down and thought, my song with my voice on it that I wrote with a friend of mine is the most played song and country music in the country. That's unbelievable.
And of course, you established another landmark as the first African American since Charlie Pride in 1983 to win the Best New Artist at the CMAs.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. Yeah. For anybody, you know, whatever color race we are, to win those awards in a new genre.
Yeah, that was crazy. You know, here I am, a 42-year-old guy winning Best New Artist. That was awesome. That was such a validation of what I was doing. Mm-hmm. That not only did they understand what I was doing, but they thought what I was doing was great. And that was cool, and it was awesome, and that was one of the great nights of my life. And you know, it was I'll never forget that night. That was awesome.
Did you bring a lot of the Hootie fans with you into the country world now?
Of the Hootie fans were already in the country world.
Oh.
I think a lot of people that listened to Hootie in the 90s and early 2000s had already gone to country music, because I think those people still like guitar, and they still like, you know, that feel of music, and country music's doing that now. Mm-hmm. I mean, that country music's really such a broad umbrella now, and so that's where you go to find your guitar.
And country music fans are very loyal. It's very different than the pop world, where they're fickle and they're here today and gone tomorrow. But country music fans stay with you.
Yeah.
Stick around.
It's really cool to watch that happening over the last 8 years, you know. I mean, I still see people that I met and saw, you know, 8 years ago when I first was playing clubs and stuff. So it's really cool to be a part of this world. I'm having fun.
And you're a very generous guy. You give of your time very freely. You participate with the PGA. I know you do a lot of music for the PGA. You've also done your Darius Rucker and Friends annual golf tournament to raise money, over $100,000 you donate to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. You've done that for a long time.
Yeah.
The St. Jude's connection.
Yeah, giving back is easy. You know, it's such a cool, fun thing to do. And you know, when going to visit St. Jude's, or going to visit the Medical University of South Carolina Hospital, or going to visit Patterson's Academy in Charleston, and stuff that's really important to me, when you go visit those places, it becomes easy to help because you see the great work that they're doing and the great things they're doing, especially for kids, you know, and I love that. And so once I see that place, I want to help. Place like Patterson's, how can I help you keep the doors open?
Right.
You know, and so that's, when I see things that move me like that, it's easy to help.
Well, it's wonderful that you use your fame in such a great way to help the kids, to help such a wonderful cause.
Well, you know, that's just, I'm blessed to live the life I live. Mm-hmm. So if I can give anything back, I'm down with that.
And you're very blessed to have the beautiful children that you have.
Yes.
And are they into music?
Yeah, you know, my son's a drummer, and all three of my kids have great voices. And my middle daughter's a heck of a ukulele player, which still amazes me. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they're into music, and they love it. You know, they love to listen and critique dad. They're real good at that.
What do they think of your music? What do they tell you?
Well, they love it. They love the songs. They know all the songs on every record, and they sing them all and everything. But, you know, if I have a bad night, they'll let me know.
You bring them on stage with you ever?
Yeah, they've been on stage with me.
Maybe they're here right now.
No, they're not here right now. It's school. It's school week, man.
School week. Back to school.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back to school. And so, you know, I want to know, you know, people have written in, the fans were writing in when they found out I was going to speak to him. They ask him what the difference between the last couple of albums, the last three albums, and this fourth album is. Is there a difference?
I think
musically?
I think the biggest difference with this record, this is probably the country's record I've made. This record, we really tried to concentrate on you know, just getting countryer with each record. I think with this next record, we're going to keep getting closer to that. But the last record, True Believers, I think is a great record, but it was so serious. It was just a serious record all the way through. And so this record, I wanted to have a little more fun, you know, and come out and have some big, you know, country swing songs and stuff, and just have fun. And so we did that with this record. It's a little more upbeat than the last one.
Any collaborations on the new album? I know you work with Brad Paisley.
Mallory Hope is on it. She's awesome. She's a real good friend of mine, and she sings on it, and we do this cool little duet that I'm really proud of. I hope it's a single.
Now, you also play golf, and I understand you're very good at golf as a golfer, and you're friends with Tiger Woods. You're beating him out there? I mean, these days, you know. Better this weekend.
Oh, he's playing great this weekend. I'm so proud of him right now. He's really putting it together, but,
What does he tell you?
I don't think I'm good, you know, but then you know, I do. I guess when you score the stuff I score, I love that game. I can play it every day. It's my favorite thing to do, to relax.
Well, you know, it's a pleasure to have you on the show, and I know that you're known around the world. And is there plans to go worldwide since this tour is not?
Yeah, we're talking about going to Europe in March, and we're talking about going to Australia next year. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we're going to try to do it.
You going back to the Grand Ole Opry anytime soon?
Oh, every chance I get.
Every chance, yeah. Every now you're a member there.
Yep. That's home now, so every chance I get.
And when you're not on the road, you're at home watching Stir Crazy.
I saw that a couple weeks ago.
How many times have you seen it?
Oh, probably 110.
110.
Yeah, I've seen it a lot.
That's what I heard.
And it still makes me laugh. It still makes me laugh.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's an honor and a pleasure to meet you. And I know the worldwide audience, as I say, huge fans.
Okay.
Southern Styles, the new album. Darius Rucker is our guest. What a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Church bells ringing on our wedding day. Climbed in that limo and rode away. Guess you'll always hear some people say they're never gonna make it. We settled in and we settled down in this quiet little seaside town. You were the rock I built my world around. And life won't ever break it. We are one heartbeat in the darkness. We are one lasting answered prayer. We are one unbroken promise. We are two. Sometimes you stumbled or I lost my way, but every roadblock was a chance to see. Take my hand, I'm here beside you. We worked and made it through the toughest parts. Now every day's another chance to start, to look around and see that where we are is where we were trying to get to. We are one.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA1.
payday, it's payday. Swipe my card, then I do the name, yeah. You talking to a late day. I want a Kanye, yeah, not a Ray J. So that's a no-no. I'm a Maybach and use a Volvo. This combo beat like Dre, hey, I already know what you're trying to say.
Hi, this is Larry London, and we are here live in downtown Washington, D.C., on the road for the new album, Reflection. We've got with us Fifth Harmony. Welcome!
Hello!
Welcome, girls! It's great to have you back here in Washington, D.C. How's the tour going?
We're excited because it's kind of a bittersweet thing. Like, we're really excited to kind of have our last show, especially in New York, because that's a lot of our harmonizers turn up there. We have our label come out. And then it's also, you know, kind of sweet because we got to end it and we go on to the next chapter of our careers.
So. And you were just on stage with Taylor Swift a couple weeks ago, too.
We were indeed.
Yeah, and you're good friends with her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you guys...
Yeah, she invited us to perform with her, and we all did Worth It together, and she, like, learned the choreography in about 20 minutes and
with us.
Performed it in front of 65,000 people. It
was fantastic. Congratulations on Worth It. Over 2 million sales.
Yes, dude. We just found out today that it's multi-platinum, which is amazing.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I'm so excited about it.
Give it to me, I'm worth it.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing now, you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. What you acting shy for?
Just give me you, just give me you, just give me you. That's all I wanna do. And if what they say is true, if it's true, I'ma give it to you. I may take a lot of stuff, guaranteed, I can back it up. I think I'ma call you bluff, hurry up, I'm waiting out front.
You see me in the spotlight, ooh, I love your style. Show me what you got, cause I don't wanna waste my time.
To me, I'm worth it.
have a clue, not a clue. I'll tell you what to do. Come harder just because I don't like it, like it too soft. I like it a little rough, not too much, but maybe just enough.
Like she loves some. Bring it back like she loves some. In the club with the lights off, but you acting shy for. Come and show me that you're with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. Stop playing, now you know that I'm with it, with it, with it, with it, with it, with it. But you acting shy for.
Well, congratulations on the album success and the tour and everything so that's going on. And now you've got a new song that's going to be in a film, I guess, Hotel Transylvania 2, In Love with a Monster, and the video's coming out this week in New York.
Yeah.
We're super stoked about
really,
it.
We're really, really excited just because we all saw the first movie and we really connected with it and we love the message that it portrayed and we just love the energy and we felt like we could bring that in the movie just to life and through the music video we're really excited for people to see it. It's actually our favorite music video that we actually shot.
Have you seen the movie? You've seen the movie?
Yeah, we've seen the first one.
Wow. No, the second one? Have they give you a sneak preview?
No, it's not out yet.
You didn't get to, I know that's not out in the theaters. I thought maybe you got a song in the film, they'd let you
see. We're watching it all with everyone else.
Really? Oh, that's cool. And the video's going to be in New York and on the big giant Times Square.
Times Square.
The Sony billboard.
Yes. Are you going to be there for that?
Yeah, we are.
That's right. Fly in from all around the world. So Fifth Harmony, tell me about the Teen Choice Awards. I mean, that must have been so exciting. You were nominated for 7. You won 3. Yeah. That's great. Great experience.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was a great experience. And also, we got a lot of exposure from it. Teen Choice Awards has been so collaborative with us and is always really sweet to us. And also, we were there with Candies, and they were really amazing. They've been such a great support brand for us, and we got to do like a presentation for the Candies Award, Choice Style Icon for Britney Spears, and we got to do all that sort of stuff. And yeah, like you said, we won 3 surfboards, which
that's
is
great.
Super cool. It's like a childhood dream, you know?
Summer, which is nuts, because there's so many good songs out there right now.
Yes, yes. Really cool. Well, congratulations on that. So tell me what it was like to be on the road and tour as you've been doing. You're working with some great artists who are opening up for you this time around. This is a headline tour for you guys.
Yes, it's definitely our first headline tour, and we've been having such an awesome time. We've learned a lot. It's like It's our first experience of being on tour, our headlining tour. And so we've had different acts on the road with us. We have Debbie Ryan, B. Miller, Common Kings, Natalie LaRose, and it's such an honor that they've jumped on the road with us. So we've learned a lot with them as well. So
And I understand you just performed in Indiana, Michael Jackson's house.
Gosh.
And you were moved to tears. That's what it said in the story. You were crying your eyes out. So
I was literally, I walked in and I was so overwhelmed by just the fact that I could just see him just rehearsing as a little boy and just like walking up and down and just like humming. And I think I cried more so just because I was like, I can't believe, what ended up happening to him. Like, I just kind of, all those memories were brought back. And I was like, I can't believe that he's really not here anymore.
Mm. But you felt his presence.
You totally
did. Honestly, I completely did. I remember looking at Allie and I'm like, I feel like a presence and a peace. And it's so good.
Anything.
And the fact that we got to meet his mom.
Yeah, Catherine, she was
actually
there.
The reason why we even became a part of the foundation and performed, it was just absolutely incredible, and we were honored that she asked for Fifth Harmony.
I keep hearing about the hair flip. Everybody I see you interviewed talks about the hair flip.
Yeah,
you got the signet, there it goes. I don't have enough to do that with, but the other question I have for you is with One Direction. I mean, you know, you guys came around the same road that you were formed from a TV show put together, Simon Cowell and all that. Now they're taking a hiatus. They're taking a break to do some solo stuff. Right. And I know you're out for your very first album, but have you thought about solo stuff? Have you talked about taking solo?
I think the cool thing about us is that we let each other have room to do things that we're passionate about, whether it's dancing, whether it's acting. I think it's good because we give each other room to grow as individuals, because at the end of the day, I think it's really important that we have respect for the fact that we are a group and we're in this for one thing, but at the same time, we each have our like personal interests, and like we allow ourselves to pursue that, and I think that that gives you a certain kind of freedom in a group that is necessary and healthy. So I think it's good that we give each other that room.
And you guys have all fallen in love with each other. I mean, 2012, you didn't know each other, and then here you are, a family. So that's great. Congratulations on all the success, Fifth
Thank
Harmony,
you.
And
Thank
the
you.
Album Reflection, and many more great shows and awards to come for you guys. And hits.
Thank
lots
you.
And lots of hits.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
Fifth
you.
Harmony on Woo. The Voice of America.
If you could take my pulse right now. If you could feel my heart.
With Larry London.
Come on. Natalie LaRose.
Yeah.
I wanna rock with somebody.
just what I wanna do. I wanna rock with somebody. Yeah. I wanna take shots with somebody.
Shots.
I wanna leave with somebody.
Come on.
And we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody.
Nobody.
Why can't everybody know what's good? We're our only plug. Bring us.
Just what I wanna do. I wanna rock with somebody.
Yeah.
I wanna take shots with somebody.
Shots.
I wanna leave with somebody.
Come on.
And we ain't gotta tell nobody. We ain't gotta tell nobody.
Nobody.
In the club like what? We be in the party in the club like what? In the club like we be in your city going dumb like what?
That's
what I wanna do.
It's Larry London once again for the Voice of America, Border Crossings. We're in downtown D.C. backstage here at the Warner Theater, and across from me, one of the most beautiful and hottest newcomers in the business these days, riding high on the success of another song that she's got out. We're welcoming Natalie LaRose.
How are you?
You've been on the road now, and you met up with Flo Rida. It was Flo Rida that kind of discovered you more or less, right?
Yes, I mean,
you
were or I discovered him.
You discovered him?
Yeah, that's what more like what it was. I met him, and I basically told him that I wanted to work with him, mm-hmm. And it worked.
And it worked. You went up to him and said, I'm going to work with you.
I did, yes.
That was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool. I was very determined. I've always been very passionate about what I do, my music, my dancing. So this was one of my missions.
Right, right.
And, you know, I got a chance to play my music for him, show my dance videos, and he really loved it so much that first he took me on tour, and then he signed me to his label.
Right. And you grew up in the Netherlands, I believe.
Yeah, in Amsterdam.
And then you left. You decided that wasn't a place to be for music?
Yeah. I felt like the type of music that I liked and that I wanted to do wasn't happening in Amsterdam. And it's the industry is such a small, you know, thing in our country. Also, like, our country is a really small country on the map, too. So, and where music is really, really happening is in mm-hmm. the United States. And the type of music also as well. So I moved to Los Angeles.
Hmm.
And that's where it all kind of started.
It's exploded for you.
Yeah.
But you gave up dance. I mean, that really wasn't part of the plan, was it?
Well, I started off dancing and singing. I grew up in an arts academy in Amsterdam. And I've always been doing, you know, both at mm-hmm. the same time, really. When you look at my shows, too, there's a lot of dancing in it. And I just love to combine the two.
And you've done stage productions like High School Musical. You were
yes.
in that.
I did. I did the Dutch version of High School Musical. I was one of the lead roles, Taylor McKessie.
Mm-hmm.
And it was absolutely like a wonderful experience.
And so now you've been on the road with Fifth Harmony. And,
yes.
And how's the tour been going? It's almost over.
It's been so great. This was my first real tour as a solo act, because I've toured with Flo, but I'm a part of his show, and now
right.
it's really like I have my own set.
Right.
And it's been amazing. You know, people are receiving it so well. A lot of people that didn't know me, that got to know me, are really, like, you know, excited for me, and they like what they saw.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls, Fifth Harmony, they're so amazing, such amazing people to be on the road with. And if you see their show, it's amazing too. So I think there's a lot of girl power on this tour, and we're just having a lot of fun.
And of course, somebody, you did that with Jeremiah, so mm-hmm. I mean, tell me about that song and that's that collaboration. How'd that work?
Yeah, I started creating the song last year in the summer, And basically, I started writing with Flo Rida and another writer. And first, it was just me on the song. And we all agreed that it would be cool to have, like, a male presence in the song, you know, so that I can go back and forth in the song. And we immediately thought of Jeremiah because he just had his big hit, Don't Tell Him. Mm-hmm. And we were so excited. And when he heard the song, he loved it. And I was actually there when he recorded it. So that was a pretty special moment. And somebody is what came out of it.
Well, that's fantastic. You're getting all kinds of attention. You're blowing up around the world. I mean, Australia, you're, what, top five, I think, in Australia?
It's so crazy.
It's huge everywhere. Everywhere
I can't
you
wait
turn
to go there, too, either.
And now you've got the new single with Fetty Wap.
Yes.
So that's kind of amazing, too. He's doing okay right now.
He's not doing too bad. No, he's blowing up right now, actually. And I'm so happy that I got him on my song. Mm-hmm. He did a great job. And it's called Around the World.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited about that song.
And what about the new album? I haven't heard anything. I know it's in the works. I know there's got to be a plan.
Yes.
So you're not a newcomer. You've put out some stuff before. But what about the new album?
Well, I'm working on an EP right now. Mm-hmm. That's going to be my first release as a project. And after that, we'll be going into an album.
And then when do you think we'll see that album? Sometime next year or...?
Probably, yeah.
Any other guests collabing with you and any other surprises?
There might be, yeah.
You're not allowed to tell me too much right now.
I can.
It's all
They'll
secret.
Be mad at me.
All secret. What happens next after the tour with Fifth Harmony ends?
I'll be doing a lot of performing. I have some radio dates. We might go to Europe to do some performances over there and, you know, promoting the song, the new song. And I'll be working on my EP, and a third single is coming as well.
Can you tell us about the third single or no? Can you let any information?
I cannot.
Nothing. All right. Well, you are absolutely lovely.
Thank you.
And I know that your music is heard everywhere, and we're playing it on The Voice of America. And,
Thank you so much.
You've got fans around the world, and you're one to watch, you know, indeed, all the success you've been having. But what a pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure to meet you,
Thank you
Thanks
very much.
A lot.
And if people want to reach out to you, Facebook, website, where can they go?
Yes, all of that. I got Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and it's all... Natalie LaRose.
There you go. Let's take her to the top of the charts around the world. Natalie LaRose, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Larry London. This is Border Crossings.
Your love.
Well, thank you so much for tuning into the program, and I hope you enjoyed our Labor Day special. Natalie LaRose, some great music, a very tall, very beautiful, and very talented young lady who's on the rise right now. What a thrill it was to speak with her. Also, we heard from Fifth Harmony, who've been on Border Crossing several times before, and they are a lot of fun to talk to, an exciting group. Five girls, bubbly, and so much talent in one band. And also Darius Rucker, who joined us today to talk about his latest album and his current tour. And what a nice guy. He's often called one of the nicest guys in music. So thank you, Darius Rucker, for coming on the show, Fifth Harmony and Natalie LaRose. And I thank you for listening to Border Crossings today. My name is Larry London. Thanks to our director-producer, Felicia Butler. We will be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications. As always, this is Border Crossings on the VOA 1 Music Network.
He's on Twitter. Follow him at BCVOA.